right to buy, and housing association privatization. Housing Minister Greg Clark has made housing associations, HAAS, an offer they can't refuse. They had to voluntarily agree to right to buy in exchange for which they escape the fate of nationalization followed by privatization. HAAS house 1 in 10 British households. They have built up huge assets with the help of years of public investment, but are controlled by unelected boards whose minutes are normally secret. The deadline for this acquiescence was just 6 working days from Clark's announcement. No time for consulting tenants and communities, and actually not enough time for their boards to consider the full implications. But the deal was brokered by their trade body, the National Housing Federation. The full implications are still emerging, but it seems they will get greater freedom from regulation, greater ability to choose their own tenants, rather than taking tenants from needs-based local authority waiting lists, and more freedom to behave as fully commercial operations. Nationalization? But how did a Conservative government come to be threatening nationalization? The immediate cause was the policy of extending right to buy to officially independent organizations. This triggered a review of the status of housing associations and their debts by the Office for National Statistics. At the first Prime Minister's questions with Jeremy Corbyn, Cameron was referring to associations as part of the public sector. That would mean that their outstanding debt of £60 billion would be added to the public sector borrowing requirement, the size of the government's deficit. The most obvious solution, according to the policy exchange think tank, was to nationalize the housing association sector and then sell it off. In countries such as the Netherlands, Germany, and Spain, private equity funds such as Terra Firma have created a whole new asset class of former social rented housing. No doubt they would love to expand their UK investments. The National Housing Federation claims this deal is a triumph because it preserves the independence of associations. But it is at the price of collaborating in dismantling social housing. Associations are fighting for their right to manage the rundown of social housing, rather than let the private equity vultures do it directly. What right do HAAS boards have to agree to sell off assets accumulated over the years by public investment? The right to buy is to be funded by the forced sale of high-value council homes on the open market. They are likely to be sold to existing landlords in high-value areas. According to Shelter, in the top 20 council areas that are going to be forced to sell most homes, almost 160,000 households are currently waiting for a council home, and over 22,000 children are homeless in temporary accommodation. Affordable. You might think there is a case for more social housing for them, but the plan is for there to be less. There is a pledge for 1-to-1 replacement, although so far, despite earlier pledges, right to buy has only had 10% replacement at most. But there is no pledge to replace social housing in the same high-value areas, and the replacement does not have to be like for like. Rather than social rented housing, it can be the much more expensive and misnamed affordable housing, which can include housing for sale. Housing developments given permission by local authorities on the basis that they were socially balanced with an agreed percentage of social rent will be transformed by the right to buy extension, and if associations are granted freedom to pick their own tenants, that process can be exacerbated. Last year, Genesis Housing, a big London-based HAAS, sponsored a report calling for the creation of free associations, effectively fully privatizing and deregulating associations. The report was compiled with the assistance of CEOs of other unnamed associations under Chatham House rules, i.e. the source of that information may not be explicitly or implicitly identified. This year Genesis announced they were pulling out of the development of social housing and reviewing the tenure of their existing stock. Other associations have announced that they are considering similar steps. When the Genesis boss was asked what would happen to the vulnerable, he replied that it wasn't his problem. The Labour front bench and local authority groups have opposed these steps and are looking at legal action. All legal routes should be explored, but this should be firmly linked to a mass public campaign for more social housing and against profit-driven landlordism. Pay to stay. Households with earnings of over £30,000 or £40,000 in London will be forced to pay market rents for their social housing or take up the right to buy. This policy will further reduce the stock of social housing and present families with impossible choices. 340,000 council tenants could be forced out of their homes under Chancellor Osborne's plan. Savills estimate 60.1% of the 27,108 affected households in London will neither be able to afford market rent or be able to buy their house under the Right to Buy. In the East, Southeast and Southwest regions of England, the figure is 49.1%, 43.4% and 26.6% respectively.